Katrina, I'm wondering how you feel about leaving your position before your term is up.
It's been a really difficult choice, and I really have hung on because it felt like a really important thing to do, and I'm definitely able to bring something really unique to the conversation. Mm-hmm. And when I ran for town trustee and when I was sworn in as town trustee, it was with a commitment to the full term. And at the time, I had been in the same house for 6 years, and I felt really stable in that place. And that was part of the consideration of taking on the commitment, is that I took the commitment really seriously and felt that I would be able to see it through. And the housing market is extremely tight. It continues to be an issue up and down the Roaring Fork Valley. And, you know, being unable to find a house in Carbondale that is realistically affordable, that can accommodate me and my children, has made it too difficult to stay. My children have moved to Glenwood, and my life sort of feels like this husk of what it previously was. Mm-hmm. And really, the bottom line is I have to be with my kids. But I also feel that there's a very clear, ethical, careful sitting board of trustees, and that many of the things that I would bring to the table as concerns are represented in that body in one person or another. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the person who takes my seat will represent some of the things that I hold really dear, in particular representing members of the community that are vulnerable, both economically or circumstantially. And I think we're in this time that we really need to help each other and look out for each other.
What were some of the highlights of your time serving the town?
Well, one of the first things I did in the first year, it was prior to gay marriage, and I helped our town pass a resolution of basically inclusion and friendliness to same-sex couples. I worked really hard on the Thompson Divide issue. I helped co-author our source water protection plan. And, you know, the reason I got involved on the Board of Trustees, and my main focus has been protecting our watershed. We face a number of different social justice and environmental and economic issues. But to me, our water is what makes our quality of life possible here.
Affordable housing was an issue for you personally during your time as town trustee. Yet, I haven't seen much of a change in how Carbondale is approaching not just building affordable housing, but creating affordable housing within the town. In fact, just recently, I ran into somebody who said they had to move because their place was being turned into an Airbnb. Your mm-hmm. thoughts?
Airbnbs, to me, are a lingering concern. And I think there's been a huge transference of what were affordable rentals turned into Airbnbs. I think there's something like 45 in Carbondale, and that is places that were previously rentable as homes. And we did have a meeting about Airbnbs, and it was very well attended by the community, and the audience overwhelmingly was supportive of Airbnbs. And I, you know, to a degree, am also supportive of Airbnbs, where it is a sharing economy and people get to invite people into their home and have an exchange of culture. It's an affordable way to travel. There are positive aspects. Also, I think we have to regulate the conversion of our affordable housing stock into temporary, transitory housing situations because we lose community members.
And I'm wondering if this increase in Airbnbs and a reduction in, you know, affordable sort of long-term housing is a way of keeping people out, you know, a way of curbing the population growth that's happening in Carbondale.
I would warn that it's very important for us to take action to maintain our diversity. Mm. And economic diversity specifically, it's been a strength of Carbondale that all economic strata have been pretty well represented. The trend and pattern that is happening now is losing that inclusion. And if we lose that economic diversity, then we lose a lot of the qualities, especially that of community building and volunteerism and the things that really make our small town run. Mm-hmm. You know, all the other communities throughout the valley have double or triple or quadruple our budget. But in some ways, we achieve extraordinary things because of how rich the right. diversity of our community is.
Katrina Byers, I want to thank you very much for your service to the town and wish you the best of luck.
It was an honor and a pleasure. Thanks so much.